Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. How Stoics Stay Unbothered. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China and your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet? Yeah, me too. That's why we're talking about something super crucial today. Taking care of our mental health in a world that constantly screams, do more, be more, have more. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and feel like you're drowning, but trust me, there are ways to stay afloat. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate this crazy world without losing our minds. First up, acceptance. Yeah, I know it sounds simple, but seriously, sometimes the best thing we can do is accept things as they are, instead of fighting against them. Life isn't always going to be a smooth ride. There will be bumps, potholes, maybe even a rogue rainstorm or two. But accepting that reality allows us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our reactions and choices. Ever felt like you're banging your head against a brick wall trying to change something you can't? Acceptance gives you the space to step back, breathe, and find a new approach. Next, mindfulness. It's not about meditating for hours on end, though that's great if you're into it. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment. Put down your phone, take a few deep breaths, and truly focus on what's happening right now. You know how they say, slow down to speed up. It's true. When we're constantly rushing from one thing to the next, our brains get overloaded and we make more mistakes. Taking a moment to pause and be present can actually help us become more efficient and focused in the long run. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mental software. It clears out the clutter and allows you to operate at your best. Now, let's talk about boundaries. This is a big one. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values is essential for protecting your mental health. It's not selfish, it's self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Imagine you have a beautiful vase filled with fresh flowers. If you keep adding more and more things to it, eventually the flowers will get crowded, wilted, and lose their beauty. Setting boundaries helps us create space for what truly matters, our passions, our loved ones, and our own well-being. Fourthly, gratitude. Ever notice how a simple, thank you, can brighten someone's day? It works in reverse too. Focusing on the things we're grateful for shifts our perspective from scarcity to abundance, which has a powerful impact on our mental health. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. It could be as simple as appreciating a warm cup of coffee on a cold morning or the laughter shared with friends. Cultivating gratitude is like adding sunshine to your inner world. It makes everything feel brighter and more meaningful. And finally, self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. Self-care is about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Just like a car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, we need to prioritize our own well-being to function at our best. Let me tell you about a situation that hit close to home recently. I was juggling deadlines, planning a trip, and trying to squeeze in some quality time with friends, all while feeling the pressure of doing it all. I remember hitting a wall. Literally, I tripped over my own feet carrying coffee and papers. That's when I realized I needed to implement some of these Stoic principles. First, I accepted that I couldn't do everything perfectly. Second, I scheduled time for mindfulness. Even just 5 minutes of deep breathing helped calm the storm inside my head. Third, I said no to a few extra commitments and focused on what truly mattered. Fourth, I reminded myself of all the things I was grateful for, like my supportive friends and family, and the incredible opportunity to do what I love. And finally, I made time for self-care. A long walk in the park, a good book, and a hot bath did wonders. So remember, taking care of your mental health isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big changes over time. Embrace acceptance, practice mindfulness, set boundaries, cultivate gratitude, and prioritize self-care. You got this. Stay unbothered, everyone. Catch you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.